Zimbabwe has accused an American doctor of illegally killing a lion. Jan Kazimierczewski is the second American to face such accusations in a week. Officials say Mr. Seski used a bow and arrow to kill a lion near Zimbabwe's Hawanji National Park last April. The organizer of the hunt, landowner Hedman Sibande, has been arrested in the case. Zimbabwe has suspended the hunting of lions, leopards, and elephants in the area. Last week, news of the killing of a rare black-maned lion named Cecil fueled anger on social media. Walter Palmer, a dentist from Minnesota, is accused of killing the well-known animal. In a statement July 28th, the dentist said he believed he was acting legally when he killed Cecil on July 1st. Dr. Palmer said he used professional guides and got all the required permits for the hunt. His guide, Theo Bronkhorst, will go on trial in Zimbabwe Wednesday. He is charged with failing to prevent an illegal hunt. He has pleaded not guilty. He also denies reports that they lured the wounded Cecil out of Hawanji and killed him with a gun. The French news agency AFP reported his comments. The hunting industry is hugely profitable in some African countries. In South Africa, for example, the industry earns hundreds of millions of dollars each year. Jack Hanna is a well-respected expert on wild animals and formerly served as director of the Columbus Zoo in Ohio. Appearing on ABC television, he said the lion population has dropped a lot over the past 70 years.
In 1947, when I was born, there were about 450,000 lions. In the mid-70s, when my kids were born, there were about 100,000. Today, there are less than 30,000.
The United States Fish and Wildlife Service said it is investigating the Palmer case. Comments continue to flood the Twitter hashtag Cecil Lion. Walter Palmer has not been seen in public since the story of Cecil's death was reported last week. His office in Minnesota is closed. Some reports say he has received death threats. In New York City, images of endangered animals and Cecil the Lion were projected onto the Empire State Building last Saturday. The pictures covered 33 floors of the famous building. It was part of an advertisement for the documentary film Racing to Extinction. Organizers said it was a first of its kind. They are hoping to get people to talk about endangered wildlife. In Washington, the Obama administration said it has received more than 220,000 signatures by Americans who want Walter Palmer sent to Zimbabwe for trial. Last Friday, U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner would not discuss Zimbabwe's request for Dr. Palmer. But in explaining the extradition process, Mr. Toner said that such a request goes to the U.S. State Department. State then works closely with the Justice Department to decide if the request meets any treaty requirements. Mr. Toner said the final decision rests with Secretary of State John Kerry. He added that humanitarian concerns and whether a person will receive a fair trial may be considered. Jens David Olin is a professor at Cornell University Law School in New York. He says Dr. Palmer could be extraditable if his suspected actions in Zimbabwe can also be considered a crime in the United States. He adds that the crime needs to be punishable by at least 1 year in prison. U.S. Senator Robert Menendez has proposed a bill called Conserving Ecosystems by Ceasing the Importation of Large, or CECL, Animal Trophies Act. It would expand import bans to include animals that are proposed for listing as threatened or endangered. That would also cover those species already considered endangered. I'm Ann Ball.